How about horse feeding time?
Well, we don't, very seldom, we leave it sometimes, we leave it, we don't usually. They usually just stand up there and look for it.
And what do you call a hen that's on the nest?
Said all with?
A hen that's on, that has a bunch of eggs, trying to hatch some chickens?
Setting hen.
And did you put a special egg in the nest so that the hen would keep laying?
Oh, sometimes it don't do any good.
Did you call this anything special?
Usually just a tiny egg, you know, that they put around out there.
And the front part of a chicken where there's white meat and the bone sort of forks?
Breast. Pulley bone.
Pulley bone. How about the edible insides of a pig or a calf?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean? The bacon or the...
Oh, I was thinking more of the insides. Some
heart and liver? Milk?
Yeah. How about the edible intestines?
Well, we never did pay attention to them. Now, some people used to clean them and use them for casing for sausage, don't you see? But we never paid attention to them because we always put our sausage down a different way. Like some people would take and turn them wrong side out and clean them, don't you see, and make stuff to fill the sausage.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you call chitlins or chitterlings?
And that's another thing. And then of course we was always like the brain. Mm-hmm. Now, whenever we'd killed a hog or a calf, we'd always saw the head open where you get the brain.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would these chitlins or chitterlings be?
Well, that is really something like your cracker, you see. Uh-huh. It comes out the inside of your lard, you see. Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard anything like that called haslet or parslet?
Parslet.
I guess that's an expression from the East Coast.
Yeah, different places, different kinds of interests. Or different things.
Along the evening, when the animals started to get hungry, what did you call it, the time of the evening when the animals started to get hungry?
Well, I don't know. We never had them getting hungry that way.
Well, just before they got hungry that time.
Hey, you take away. We always had feed our stuff all the time, and they ate whenever they got ready to. Of course, sometimes we'd always feed the cows and the horses some grain when we put them in the barn. But they always have feed running too all the time on the outside.
I was wondering, some people call that time in the evening the feeding time or chore time.
We call it chore time when you went out to do your chores. You always had your morning chores and the afternoon chores to do. You had milk and feeding your hogs. Horses in the barn.
What quartering time used to mean, Bob? What quartering time used to mean?
Oh, that used to be when you get the sandwich during the afternoon.
Old man Spencer over here at the elevator is always saying